I'd like to call to order the Port of Sayulsalah Budget Committee meeting for Wednesday, May 17, 2023 at 5:05 p.m. I'm going to start off with the budget message. As of fiscal year 2022-2023 began, the port focused on small infrastructure projects, camp crane improvements, and dock repair. We also installed fiber optics to improve the Wi-Fi. A few of our bigger projects, because of unforeseen circumstances, were not able to be completed. The campground expansion was put off until material could be removed and additional spoils pit site could be authorized. The bulkhead repair is beyond our control until funds are fully secured. Under the direction of the Port of Sayulsalah Commissioners, the priorities for upcoming fiscal year 2023-24 include the bulkhead repairs, boardwalk fire system, complete our elevated campsites, sea dock electrical panels, rock for the campground, F dock electrical, a port vehicle, ICM dock power supply, Moe's roof, fuel dock pedestals. We are hoping with the support of the commission that we can continue upgrading our facilities, which allows us to increase our revenues and further improve the Port of Sayulsalah. Now, we need to nominate and appoint a budget committee president.
David, should we have a roll call vote to get on the record who is present?
Yeah, we can do that. Why don't we do a...
Well, wouldn't that be for the budget committee once...
Yeah,
once
I guess it would be.
What would be the order, Mike?
I would think that the new president would call for the roll call.
Okay, I think that works.
I think the new president should be John. You said you've done it before?
Can I make that motion?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
This sounds like a railroad track.
Very disgusting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Item number 3 on the agenda is approval of the 2022 minutes from the April 20th budget meeting draft. Has everybody had a chance to read that? And for the members that were here last year, do you see any corrections that need to be made?
No, I've reviewed it. Chair Murphy, it looks complete to me. I'm looking for specific issues in there in particular, and it was there.
Okay for you, Terry?
It's fine.
I would entertain a motion for approval of
so moved.
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, please say nay.
Aye.
Hearing none, we'll move on. We'll open the public hearing at 5:08. Anybody public sign up to speak?
No, there's not.
Okay. We'll move on to the budget. We'll start with page 1, the LB20 form. Does anybody have any questions of David or Kelly on the LB20 form?
Kelly, the footnote at the bottom, the asterisk. Cash balance, or the balance of cash. Is that from you, or is that pretty friendly?
The ask of the balance of cash, that's been on there.
All right.
I didn't take it off or anything, it's been on there.
Where's vending? Is vending the...
laundry.
It's laundry.
Laundry, parking is actually separate, but the dump station.
Oh, okay.
And the soap.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was curious why it went from 6,000 up to 14. That's proposed. Same with the fuel. Did you do that before they closed the river for the season?
Are you looking at line number 14 where it says vending?
I was looking at vending, and then I was looking up at marine fuel, also number 11.
So the vending last year we had at $14,000, $15. And this year I put it at 9. Because we came under.
Oh, where are we?
14.
Just line 14.
Yeah.
Crossed.
Those are old years that you're looking at.
That's why.
So why don't you, 21, just, 22, 22. John, maybe it'd be good to just explain those columns over to the left so they know exactly what they,
you want to do what that they color. Are.
Yeah. So your very first column is the year 2020-21.
I see that.
And then the next one was 21-22. And then a budget we're working on right now is the 22-23. Then on the other side of the page, this is going to be the budget for the 23-24. And these are the numbers that are the ones that we're looking at.
Kelly, on under historical data, you also have the term actual. I'm thinking those are still the budgeted items and not the actual items.
Those are audited.
It's actual because it's audited.
Those are audited. That's what we actually did. Under historical, over 2021, those are the audited numbers. That's what we brought in, and that's what we spent to the penny, or to the dollar.
And then the one that just says adopted budget, that hasn't been audited yet, so those aren't the actual numbers.
Because we're not done with that budget year yet until June 30th.
Right.
Yep.
No, that's right, we can't. So in 2021-22, we did take in $14,690.
Yes.
For 2022-2023, we budgeted to take in $14,015. Where are we now with that, roughly?
I would have to go look at the financials. I don't have that in front of me right now.
All right.
I was looking at what I ran off for the strategic business plan. That's why I didn't have this one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. And you said you had a question about what other thing?
Nope.
Okay.
Taken care of.
And I imagine some of these lower numbers for resource would be based on don't anticipate being as busy fishing on the river this year, so they have less people also.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Any other questions of page 1 on the LB20 form? We'll move on to page 2, the start of the LB30. And remember, the budget committee, we do not discuss staffing levels or individual wages. We can look at the overall wage amount for the budget. We don't discuss benefits. Those are policy decisions, and in some cases, employee contracts. David, is the increase in on salaries and wages, is that because of the adjustments we made?
It's pretty much the normal. I believe it's 4-6%.
Well, whatever it's whatever we approved in the last. Okay. Yeah. And you know, last year we were able to approve the budget meeting in one meeting, so you guys will know. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a second meeting this year. The commissioners are still discussing line 11, the HRA employee benefits, and they haven't finalized what they want to do there. So we'll have to meet a second time after this meeting.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I just put it on here, but you guys, the commission hasn't said for sure yet if we're going to do the HRA or not. And that's for the commission meeting after this meeting.
Remind me what HRA means.
That's the health savings
account. Health savings account.
Reimbursement account.
Health reimbursement account. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
We have that. I don't use it. But
we're out of pocket on employees.
That's new to me.
Medical out of pocket.
Very confusing.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just confused. I don't recall that. I thought we decided. We just didn't take a vote on it.
I think we did. We pretty much everybody said it was.
I just don't know why we'd come back and have another, bring the budget committee back if that's what you're talking about.
I don't know. Would we have to?
No, you don't have to because you don't have to spend it.
We don't have to spend it.
No, right. We don't have to do that.
If we don't need to come back, there's no sense in coming back here. I mean, you know, for another
budget. Right on.
Let me think about that.
As a line item, it doesn't mean you have to.
No,
right. So
we can build it into the budget, but we don't have to spend it, right? Is that right, Mike?
I agree with Mike.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just something to think about. There's no reason. If we don't have to, there's no reason to.
Yeah. And from my opinion there, when we get to there, if the commissioners are comfortable doing that, we'll...
Okay.
So the capital outlay, we got a C schedule sheet. C will come up later. Any no real questions? Not going to let you ask any on your employees anyway, so we're moving on.
Okay. Okay. So let's see, schedule C. All right.
Well, we're not there yet.
Okay, no, all right.
We're on page three.
Page three.
Bottom right, page three.
Okay, there we go.
But I believe on page three, under capital outlay, debt service.
Right.
There's two loans there. One of them is the boardwalk loan, and the other is the dredging loan. We've added those to possibly pay off.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
that makes sense.
That's it. Which one is it? Is that the, you're talking about the L-444 or 0004?
Line 12 and 17, Dave?
Yes, 12, okay. 12 and 17. Those are the two that...
That's the payoff.
That would be the total payoff right there for those two.
And, you know, we'll leave them there, and if you guys pay them off, so be it.
Well, you might have... David, I wonder if we ought to explain to for everybody to know why we've decided to do that.
We seem to have a large... amount of money.
Too much money?
What's that?
You have too much money?
No, we don't have too much.
But the answer is yes.
That's nice.
Basically got $1 million more.
We were considering paying off a couple of years
than last year.
And don't you have to get a loan on something else you were thinking about? So that would make sense to pay that off.
Well, we don't want to pay interest.
We're hoping not
Yeah, what's the, what's the interest rate on it?
And the networking capital on page one, line two,
actually trying to do is
$1 million more. Yeah.
Pay off the two smaller loans.
Yeah.
So the ones we're paying off for the dredging is at 4.72%.
Page two, what line, John?
The networking.
Other one.
Page two.
The boardwalk.
And the boardwalk is at 6%.
The very, very first page.
But they're the smallest loans that we have right now. Okay.
I'll find it. That's fine.
It's line two on that page.
Just curious, what's the interest rates on the others? I just, from my own knowledge.
So the one on the transient dock is 4.67, and the one on the wharf is 4.98.
So that's what's available.
Do you want to go ahead and give those amounts?
Gotcha.
Well, I see. Aren't they on the paper?
Sure help.
On the paper is just what we pay out in the year.
Oh, okay. That's not the amount of the payout.
Yeah. Is it like a yearly or monthly?
Some of them are like every 3 months, one is a yearly.
Oh. Yeah, it'd be nice to get rid of those.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, the other two are larger loans.
But we're going to still keep a large cash reserve.
Always good to have reserves.
I believe it is.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Everybody happy with the explanation of debt service?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Move on down to the total special payment section. Every year we do transfer a little bit from the general fund to the capital maintenance to keep money going towards repairs. They've allocated $50,000 this year. $900,000 contingency. And y'all I know Lynette, you understand contingency.
Okay, what line are we looking at, gentlemen?
They were looking.
Page 26, line 26 on page 3.
That's if something possible, $900,000 for something. Towards something that comes up, right.
Unforeseen thing that come up.
Just like the condos. Yep.
Okay.
And we have $1,097,556 in unappropriated ending fund balance.
move some of that to contingency if you don't want it to be that much?
Did we move 200,000 last year or something? That was
no, that was on the capital maintenance.
Capital maintenance.
And I know we discussed this last year, but if we, that's not a line item that you spend from. That is
unappropriated ending fund balances, usually not touchable.
Yeah. Well, unless you do an amended budget.
Right.
Yeah.
But if,
and if it's more than 10%, you got to call the budget committee back together.
Okay. So obviously, Kelly and David, you're comfortable with the contingency. David, for example, if we spend, something comes up on our campground development, do you sandbag enough dollars in that?
I believe you're
comfortable with the figure? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so, well, then I'm not interested in increasing the contingency. I think that 900,000 looks good to me. I don't know how that's
going to be. Any thoughts on the large amount in the unappropriate ending fund balance, Mike?
No. I don't.
You're okay with that?
The 900 is plenty that we have there. And if we're not looking to do anything else with it this year, that's
okay. We'll move on to Schedule A. And we're just going to bypass that and flip to the next page.
I just said touch might.
Schedule B, materials and services.
Okay, what is the highlight at 69,000 for?
Well, that was going to be a question for Craig, because I wanted to see if I could get a little closer number for the insurance, but I think I'm pretty close, but I just kind of wanted Craig to tell me.
I would say you're pretty close. I know Special District still hasn't come out with their finals yet, so.
So that's the only reason I highlighted it, so it can be ignored.
Anybody have questions on of those material and services items?
Is the room tax paid to just Lane County?
Yes.
Are they still collecting it, or is the state of Oregon collecting it now?
State of Oregon is doing it now. Eugene, the city of Eugene, used to collect some of it, but they're not anymore.
All right, so the payments are going directly to Oregon Department.
But some of that comes back to us, doesn't it?
Well, the transient tax, we charge our customers transient tax.
Right.
But then we have to pay that to the state.
Okay.
So it's not like coming out of our pocket, really.
No, I understand it comes out of, it's based on what we collect for rent.
Mm-hmm. Just curious, what's
this? Does the city get a kickback on it?
We get half or more. I mean, I think because it's collected in the city, we might get all of it
well,
now.
No, Lane County keeps a chunk. Yeah.
Do they? But for even in the city?
And they also give a portion of for the area outside the city. In fact, we had.
Yeah.
But I don't know that we get a big chunk. I don't know that it's half.
What did you have a question on, Jeanette?
Yeah, line 20, what's facilities?
Facilities, that's shop, maintenance, everything that we do.
Well, back to that room tax. We don't get any of that here.
No.
We get nothing.
No, I don't think you do.
No.
We don't. There's no revenue for that. Never has been. I mean,
in essence, you're like a motel owner.
Yeah.
David, travel for the commission and to attend any meetings. Is that under line item 13?
Yeah, 13.
That's going to come out of your own pocket this year.
Smart ass. And that's that figure is typical. Is there?
It seems to be typical around that $5,000.
Okay.
We've gone over maybe once or twice for a few hundred. But.
Yeah. Okay.
Are public entities exempt from the cat tax, Mike?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
Plus, you guys don't get paid anymore. We used to get $10 a meeting when I was on.
Really?
Yeah, I'd get a check about $200 at Christmas time. It was great.
Any other questions on page 5 on the materials and services?
You made more money than the mayor.
Here none, we're moving on to capital outlay schedule C, page 6.
So I can go down the line and kind
sure,
of explain
Dave, that'd be great.
These. With our bulkhead repair, everyone's seen the bulkhead. It's failing. We've been working a while to secure some funds through a FEMA grant. I don't really have a timetable on when we're to receive these funds. You know, we're in line, and I've been told that they can't give us a timeline. We're on schedule to start the project this year, but I'm not feeling comfortable about anything when it comes to that project right now. We will secure the funds, but when we do,
yeah, it's going to take time.
Our boardwalk fire system, this is about 4 or 5 months ago. We had a major leak on the boardwalk. It actually busted holes through our fire suppression system out there.
Wow.
It's about 25 years old now.
Yeah.
We've actually got it blocked off on the west end, and I was thinking that we wouldn't have to replace it because there's no commercial activity out there on the boardwalk where there's buildings or anything, but the fire marshal told us that any wood structure there has to have a fire suppression system on it. And it's not something where in the past we've done smaller portions at a time. This whole system, that whole system completely failed. And so it's quite a large fix there. The next,
David.
What's that, Terry?
Isn't that where you figured it was, when we put it in, it had 20-year life expectancy?
Yeah, 20 to 25 years. Yep. But it's not even really repairable. They've told us we can't, you know, just do it piece by piece. It's deteriorated so much.
Wow.
And it's a bigger project because there's actual hydrants also that they come in with a fire truck hooked to the hydrants
right.
In order to
get the water,
take water to
go.
The to the boardwalk itself.
Yep.
Huh.
That's kind of like buildings. A lot of big buildings have that same thing. You hook a fire truck up to it to pump water.
The next project is our elevated campsites, which would be where the spoils pit is in the back. Our intention is to complete that project this year. We're thinking 12 sites. Right now, correct me if I'm wrong, Rob, but sometime in June they intend on hauling that material away.
Yeah, take it up to the weight ranch. They have a big project going on up there.
And they're going to leave enough that we can create a flat top up there,
yep.
Right? Elevated 4 or 5 feet.
I think I asked you, so did you say the other usable, you have to have one usable dredge spoil site.
Yeah.
Is it still usable up river?
It is still usable. We haven't 100% secured it.
We're working with an owner we know up there.
Okay.
The next project would be...
we're with Terry.
Oh, Terry.
David speaking, guys.
The CDOC we have.
Sorry, sorry, David.
We have a lot of electrical issues on the docks. The CDOC electrical panel is one of them. Landscape rock, or not landscape rock, it would just be gravel rock to maintain our campground here, roads. FDOC electrical is basically the same. We have a lot of panels that are getting a lot of corrosion to them. They're kind of scary to even go down there and look at them at times. We would like to get a new port vehicle. vehicles. I don't think the port's ever had a new vehicle in it, and we would like to get a new vehicle. That's why the price is at $60,000. Ours are getting kind of broke down.
Well, you might not get it till the following budget year.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, the city has ordered. It's amazing.
Well, did you look at the parking lot in Johnston? They don't have any new cars there, about three. Ford pickups, that's it.
We have another dock power supply on ICM that we would like to replace. Moe's roof is in need of total replacement. And we have a fuel dock pedestal that needs to replace.
So how many squares on that Moe's roof? Do you remember offhand, David?
On what?
On how many squares of roofing do you have on Moe's?
You know, I'm not quite sure, okay. Bill. I've got like three or four different estimates for that.
Okay, all right. I'm just kidding. Okay. It's a metal roof?
No, it's a composition
roof. It's going to be comp? Okay.
And this $1,051,500 figure does match line 20 and line 26 on page 2 for the requirement summary that we ask about. That does match that. And we have a second page 6 that has
nothing.
Yes, nothing to that. We have the capital maintenance fund on page 6 on the LB20. Shows we have they're proposing $276,401. And that was the $50,000 that was transferred in from the general fund they showed a little further back for a total of $326,421. Everybody have questions there? Are we all okay? And just have a capital maintenance fund. We have $200,000 asked for facilities maintenance. That's just general maintenance, Dave, for the year.
Yeah.
That's if we needed to.
Yeah. Any questions on the budget?
Looks a whole lot better than the 280 pages we had with the city the other day.
Yeah, yeah, with your document.
I've got a map. I'm not mad anymore.
No, I'm just so pleased that the financial shape we're in.
So if we have no questions, I would entertain the motions to approve the budget. We have to have two motions. Motion number one.
Move to approve.
Would you read it, please? Last page.
Man.
There you go.
I move that the budget committee of the Port of Sayula approve the budget for the 23-24 fiscal year in the amount of $4,804,920, which includes $4,478,499 for the general fund, and $326,421 for the capital maintenance fund. Do I have to read both?
Not yet. We're going to vote on the first
one. I'll second the motion.
Second, do you prefer a roll call vote or just a yay or a nay okay with you guys, Kyle?
Roll call because it's on a recording.
Okay. Mike?
Yes.
Jeanette?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Jeanette?
Yep.
Rob?
Yes.
Terry?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
And yes from me. Motion carries unanimously. And then I would entertain motion number 2, please.
I move that the Budget Committee of the Port of Sayula approve property taxes for the 23-24 fiscal year at the rate of 0.1474 per thousand of assessed value.
And we'll have a roll call of vote.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Mike?
No. You voting no or voting yes? Yeah, I think he was asking you for your vote.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Yes.
Terry? Bill?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Motion approved. Thank you, folks.
Well done, John.
You've done a great job.
Well, I'm proud. Really? I'm proud of you.
We used to have really long ones.
How come?
Well, it's not that complicated.
I don't know. It seemed like it went longer.
Depends on the
personality. That was the old days.
We keep Bill under check, they go pretty good.
Yeah.
Keep me going.
Well, before I started, they used to meet at 8 p.m. Then they changed it to 7.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, my God. Because at 8 o'clock, I mean, they were going till midnight, you know? That was when Bill...
Looks good to me. Yeah.
Cleaner?
No, who's the port manager then? Under Wilbur. God.
Oh, I don't know.
Forsyth.
No. Way before him. This was like 1995.
Is that Bill Bradshaw?
Yes. Thank you. I said Bill, but I couldn't remember the...
Well, I don't remember him at all.
No. It was Bob Forsyth anyway, sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to say it was Bob.
Yeah. No. Though that you were mayor of June City then.
Yeah.
Because you and Roger and I went to Elkhog meeting a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bill Bradshaw was there only shortly after I got on board.
Okay.
I think the way this budget committee went is a good testimony to our staff and manager. Thank you.
Yes, I second that. Thank you, David. Thank you, Kelly.
Credit to everybody that put it together.
Yep.
Yep.
So, David, are there any crabs out in the ocean?
It has been horrible.
I saw your manager's report.
We're adjourned.
Do they have any for sale?
Adjourned.
Do they have any for sale?